In the 12th century, the Seljuk Empire sprawled under the rule of Kheosro I, a monarch whose heart belonged to a woman celebrated across Persia for her unparalleled beauty. Stories of her allure spread far and wide, drawing crowds eager for just a fleeting glimpse of her face. Like a ray of sunshine, those who saw her remembered. Compelled by profound love, Kheosro earned to etch her beauty into the currency of his realm, a testament for all time. However, his council, devout Sunni Muslims, balked at the notion. The public depiction of a woman's face, they argued, stood in contradiction to their beliefs. Kheosro, unfazed by their concerns, insisted on a resolution. Days later, they came back with a solution. Meaningful gestures were not about literal acts. They were about showing love through nuanced symbols. And they had the perfect idea. If the beauty of Kheosro's wife was like a ray of sunshine, why not show it as a sun on their coins, shining behind the figure of the king, depicted as a lion? Hi, my name is Oriana, and you're listening to The Lion and the Sun, a modern history of Iran. The symbols of the lion and the sun have been etched in Persia's history and mythology for centuries. Some trace it back to Mithraism, a religion that emphasized the sun's spiritual meaning. Some trace it back to the sun in Leo, an astrological position where the sun is located in the zodiac sign of Leo during a specific time of the year and is a sign of good fortune. In the Safavid Empire, the lion and sun stood for two pillars of the society, state and religion. The pillars that have remained relevant ever since. Iran is a rather peculiar place, a country with over 2,000 years of history that has always been at the center of world events. From the days of the Achaemenid Empire and the Persian Wars with the Greeks, to their Islamic Revolution of 1979 and their constant conflict with the West. Iran's story is not just a tale of empires, wars, and global conflicts. It's a narrative shaped by a perpetual struggle between the people and the lion and the sun, their state and their religion. A quest for liberty and independence with many sacrifices, dead ends, and false hopes. This podcast aims to provide context to this struggle, embarking on a journey that spans 200 years and navigates through three different political systems. We will explore how Iran has arrived at its current state, highlighting the roles of religion, monarchy, democracy, and nationalism in shaping the lives of its people across centuries. But before starting our story, we'd like to mention a few things. Iranian history is intricate, filled with numerous events and key figures. For clarity and brevity, we'll focus on major events and characters, striving for accuracy without getting lost in minutiae. Our goal is to present a clear, engaging narrative, though it won't have the depth of scholarly work. For those seeking more detail, we've listed resources on our website. The other thing is, we're not historians. We're just really interested in history. We'll do our best to make sure everything you hear on this podcast is fact-checked, neutral, and historically accurate. But at the end of the day, this will be history told through our eyes, and therefore might be prone to some mistakes, mispronunciations, and personal take that some may disagree with. And finally, the structure of this podcast is ever-changing. We'll be spending the first few episodes trying to fine-tune how we tell the history, calibrate our technical skills, and find the perfect voice for this narrative. So be patient with us and let us know how we can improve and make things better. Oh, and just a friendly reminder that we're completely independent of any groups related to the politics of Iran. We have no skin in the game, and we're not trying to vouch for any specific ideology or political party, or provide approval or disapproval to any event or action taken by noted individuals throughout Iran's history. This project is free and will always stay free. We'll publish new episodes once every 2 weeks, and we'll do our best to stick to the schedule. But this is just our side project, so we apologize for any potential delays in the future. If you enjoyed our episodes and want to help us keep this thing going, you can do so by telling your friends about us and introducing this podcast to other podcast listeners you know. A good review on iTunes and Spotify also never hurts. You can visit our website for the transcript of the episodes or follow us along on social media for supporting content related to our story. On that note, we invite you to join us on this journey and to travel back to 1890, where the first chapter of our story begins.